This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Does this weather make you want to leave the North Dakota way? Give up the lifestyle here and say, I'm going to live somewhere warmer. Do you think like that when this weather is cold? Or is this just cold winter? It's cold. And we had our first cold front, really cold front of winter, and the second one is upon us. Weather Service is using terms like life-threatening cold when you're talking about wind chills as low as 60 below. Yeah, 60 below. And it's not just us, it's pretty much the upper Midwest. But I'm always amazed when one of these hits, how much chatter there is about this is awful, this is terrible. I've asked myself why I live here. I don't even know why.
To prove I can.
Is that why you live here? To prove you can? Yeah.
It's a survival test. Guys, this isn't cold. The cold temperature, and I can prove it to you, is 34 below. Here's the proof. 22 years ago when I got the call from Bismarck, after I got off the phone, I looked at weather.com, and there was no icon for the temperature. They'd made the icons down to 33 below, but not 34 below. So apparently that's cold.
That's the cold. Now that's the mark. So 60 is...
Somebody at the Weather Channel thought, nah, we're never going to need them that far down. Don't worry about it. Just 33 below and you're fine.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, so, I'm always amazed that I hear as much chatter as I do, and I'm curious if cold like this makes you say, I'm not doing this anymore. I mean, as if you have that option in many cases, and I know our farmers and ranchers, you know, as well as a large, you know, industrial oil and gas, coal, you don't. You're fixing a wind turbine. You're out today. You're in it. You got to do it. There's no putting it off. It's down. I got to go. So there's a whole lot of that in North Dakota, and I feel certainly for those folks. But I think you're all used to it, is what I'm thinking. You know, I think that that's just baked into the cake, sort of, isn't it? I don't know.
Time to become a snowbird.
Oh, you're on top of it, Kevin.
Yeah, but even snowbirds, you're referring to people who can just fly away when it gets a little cold.
Yes, then I'll be joining that flock.
I'll be at the Arizona home.
As soon as I can.
What percentage of people is that, right? I don't know. So we're thinking about you today in this cold. We do want you to be safe. It's nothing to joke about when it gets to, a road trip or whatever. I mean, you need winter survival kits. You need, full tank of gas. Remember the last time the National Highway or the North Dakota Highway Patrol was on, one of the troopers said, if I can give you one piece of advice in weather like this, if you hear nothing else, fill the tank. We'll get to you. We'll be there for you, but it may be a while. So no matter what happens, you slide off the road, you want enough gas to keep rolling, says the person who was in Grand Forks yesterday with, 20 miles till empty. But I did fill up, you'll be happy to know, before I headed back for Fargo. So, thank you, Todd. I appreciate that very much. Do you know that the wind last night in Sterling, North Dakota, was 66 miles per hour? 66 miles per hour. So the wind gusts and the cold are a dangerous duo, and you got to be very careful. But I seriously, I want to know. I'm not going to take a lot of time for this, but I'd like to know what you think about the cold. Does it affect your decisions? As in, do I want to take a vacation to a really warm spot because I can't take this cold anymore? Or do I want to think about not living here anymore? Or, or is it is that just media-driven dribble? It's a good, hearty bunch of folks here that know when it's cold, it's cold. It's not fun. You got to do what you got to do, but you do it. Kind of curious. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or me. I'm 701-367-2054. And Todd is 701-226-8503. Here's what's coming up on the show today. Monday, we tackle the legislative session. I'm not in Bismarck today. Normally in Bismarck at the Capitol on Monday, but I have a funeral to attend right after the show up in Grand Forks. I mentioned this yesterday, but my friend Paul Nesler passed away. About my age. It's still fun to go to the funeral home and see somebody laying in the casket that's about your age. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And especially someone that you can just look at and say, and there is a good man who no doubt is getting the greeting, well done, good and faithful servant, from his maker. Because he was always entrusting God for his will to be done. And he even saw that in his cancer, that he fought for 6.5 years. And it started with stage 4 cancer. Not many people get the diagnosis of stage 4 cancer and are around in 6.5 years to talk about it. And through that whole 6.5 years, showed everybody how to live with suffering, live with challenges, live with difficulty. His mother-in-law passed away last March, Shirley Bostrom. And I remember at the wake service, Paul, you know, obviously at a wake service, people want to greet you and hug you and say hello to family members. And he was in the front row of the at the funeral home, and I mean, excruciating pain to stand up. Even back in March, because he had tumors that were all over and affecting his back and ability to walk and everything else. And every person that came by, you know, he'd grimace a little bit. He'd have to really strain to see it, stand up, shake their hand. Man, alive.
That's awesome.
That's how he was. He just said, look, yeah, I'm suffering, but I'm not going to let anybody know about it. His brother Pat Nesser played a voicemail last night from him at the first service, which was really neat, and it was while he was at Mayo. He's calling to check in on his brother. How's the family? How's the kids? How's everybody doing? You know, and weather's great. I'm great. God is good. Take care. You know, I mean, wow. A great lesson for all of us, for sure. And I think, I don't know, I needed Todd there to do the math, but I'm pretty sure all of Galva was there last night. I'm pretty sure. Isn't there about 100 people?
If you're waiting for me to do math, you're screwed. I'm just saying.
Isn't there about 100 people in Galva? I think there's about 100 people in Galva. And I'm pretty sure they were all there last night. So that's Galva's that's a strong place. Beach,
I'm not
Galva.
Taking off my socks to use my toes here. Just
you aren't going to do it, huh? Yeah. Anyway, that's a hearty bunch, and he was been gone from there a long time. I went to UND, stayed in Grand Forks, but a man well-loved. So anyway, that's why I am here today, but we are still talking about some things that are happening in the legislature, and that includes a chat with John Wald, Logan County Commissioner. He's at the legislature to talk about a new wind farm that's being proposed there. We'll talk with him about the process of all of that and what his constituents talk about. And also Bob Harms, who is with North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. He is on at the Capitol, rather, talking about House Bill 1383. He'll tell us about that. Congressman Colin Peterson will be here. He's chair of the House Ag Committee. And Congressman Peterson was famous in the Democratic caucus in the House for saying recently, give Donald Trump the money. Let's get this thing done with. We need border security. This is why Colin Peterson has survived in a very conservative district, because he bucks the trends every now and then, and he is pro-life. You know, I mean, that's rare in a Democrat these days. So I always give him credit for that. I do. Now he's back as chair of the House Ag Committee, and no doubt a guy that wants to get some stuff done in his final few years in the Congress, and probably says enough of these fights. So looking forward to that conversation. They're always lively. We'll have another of our Giving Hearts Day participants with us today on the program. We're counting down to February 14th and that great Giving Hearts Day. And we're chatting with a lot of folks that are doing a lot of good to give you an idea of where you want to go on that. And Rob Sawiers will be here from the New Life Center. They do some amazing things. Ron Ness will be here. Ron is the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. There's a new economic study that's out. We'll ask him a little bit about that. In other words, if you just said, all right, I'm going to pick up the oil and gas industry, I'm going to move it out of North Dakota, and it's gone, the vacuum would create what? What would be gone? What you know, how many tentacles are there? In other words, I'll give you another example. Of the taxes paid by the oil and gas industry, how much has come to Fargo? for flood protection or infrastructure or whatever. So oil and gas is not a Western North Dakota only thing. Obviously, there's a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunity, but there's ripple effects that are pretty amazing. They do these great studies where they can show it to you, stuff you wouldn't even think of. They all put together. So anyway, we'll talk about that. And also, there is an effort by the Democrats to raise taxes on oil companies. And that's a bill in the legislature. We'll talk about that, too, with Ron. We're also tomorrow going to talk with Merrill Pepcorn. He's a Democrat legislator from Fargo. It's the Fargo legislators that are proposing higher taxes on oil. And it's not just on oil. It's on people. It's on, you know, wealthy owners. And the industry just says, okay, if our cost of doing business is more, we'll drill less. I mean, they borrow against cash flow to drill more. So if their bottom line is affected from higher taxes, they just have that much less economic activity. And then you don't have the economic benefits in total that you could. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. All right. There you go. That's what we're doing. Give me a call. 258-0550. 258-0550. We'll see where it's the coldest in North Dakota and find out they're exiting. Heading for the exits. Next, don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of three Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Park River, Lisbon, and Hope, North Dakota. At the meetings, NDSU Extension will discuss past soybean research conducted in North Dakota and the outlook and production issues for 2019. The program will provide information about all the major production decisions which have to be made in order to grow a soybean crop. Meeting dates and locations are Tuesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park River City Auditorium in Park River. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ransom County Fairgrounds Expo Center in Lisbon. Thursday, January 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion in Hope. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kendall at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. It's the week of the big game, and you're still racking your brain over what dip to do or what side to serve for total success. Well, take a delay of game, or better yet, call a timeout and just go back to what got you here. A Pizza Corner Pizza! Loaded with touchdown toppings and generous amounts of champion cheese, Pizza Corner Pizzas will light up the scoreboard! Stack one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste, that's Pizza Corner Pizza.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn and Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn and Suites.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oil and natural gas in North Dakota strengthens all of America. You think about that often? Well, it's coming out of the ground here. Second highest oil and gas production in the entire country. Where does it go? It strengthens all of America. And through that abundance of talents and innovations and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to what? World economic stability. Connect those dots. So you got producers in our communities working together, securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. And it's all happening right now with the energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Texter says, question for today's program, what is it going to take to get Chuck and Nancy the heck out of office? Well, if you don't like the cold, you can move to New York, or you can move to San Francisco, and you could spend your time trying to find the kind of candidates that would unseat them. Problem is, you won't. I think the problem is San Francisco and New York City and New York. It's not Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They are a product of people who want more stuff. The United States of America, as we view it today, right now, 28th of January, 2019, is made up of two categories of people. Takers and makers. For most of our existence, we've had way more makers than we've had takers. But every year, it goes a little bit the other way, which is exactly the design of the left. We'll take care of you. Oh, it's okay. You don't have enough money, but you know, food stamps. Here you go. You don't need to work. Don't worry about that. They want a constituency. They want to enable. Which is really cruel when you think about it. The cruel thing. I know us conservative Republicans are viewed as cruel because we aren't for more of this and more of that and more of that. You know what? You know what's cruel? It's just giving somebody a little something to get by rather than say, let's figure out what's wrong here. Let's get you rolling up your sleeves and doing what you're good at, making an honest living, raising your family. And so Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, in my mind, aren't the problem. They're a symptom of the problem of more and more takers and not enough makers. Makers just go. They just go. Often don't pay attention to what the handouts are. Not 90% of them, 10% do. They hire zillions of lobbyists, go to Washington, see big business as bad as big government. But the majority of us are in the 90% category of the takers that just get up every day and say, let's go. What are we going to do? Let's build something. Let's do something. Tire people. Let's risk something. Let's go. It's my take. I love yours. Jay in Glen Ullin. Hi, Jay.
Hi, this is Jay in Glen Ullin. We wanted to talk about the cold.
Yeah.
There's more of it coming.
I understand.
I've watched the sun for over 10,000 days, and the sun has gone quiet and dead. And there's more of it to come. The winters are going to be like more like the old-fashioned ones before long, very sooner rather than later. And I would say that the flood diversion project that they're doing in Fargo, or they proposed to do in Fargo, is a very good investment. The sooner, the better.
Now, you say you've been studying the sun. Tell me a little bit more about that. What does the sun tell you, and what do you mean it's gone dark?
Well, it's not gone dark. It's gone dead. It's not showing any solar activity. In 1990, 1991, okay, I've been watching the auroras for 38 years, so signs of solar activity. When the northern lights come to western North Dakota, the I-94 corridor, I'm taking it that the sun is a little bit hyperactive. And I've watched them for 38 years, and in 1990, there were 127 nights of aurora here. In 1991, there were 148 nights of aurora. And now last year, you know how many there were last year?
I don't.
Just seven. And two others just got close to me.
And what does that mean? What do you translate
that
to?
The longer the sun stays quiet, the colder we get. And in 2006, when the sun went quiet, it started going spotless. By 2008, 2009, that winter, we had 100 inches of snow. And
why?
We've been there for a year now. The sun has been dead for a year. It started at the end of 2017. So any time the sun could go quiet, I mean, the sun would tell me that it's going to get colder. We have a very severe winter any time. The weather will start turning cold and stay cold.
So, in other words, when you counted only seven auroras, you said it's going to be cold this winter.
Well, it's going to be a persistent cold is on the way. I would not be surprised at all if farmers would have difficulty getting into the field this year because of the sun getting dark, colder and dead. The weather's going to get colder and wetter.
Why is the sun dead, Jay? What causes the sun to go dead? And again, you're using the term dark or not dark, but dead. What by dead you mean what and what causes it?
it goes in 11-year cycle. The sunspot cycles go in 11-year cycles. There are some longer, other, more subtle cycles that we still don't know too much about, but it goes in the sunspot cycle about 10 or 11 years, and we're in that trough right now. We've been there for about a year. Could be lack of magnetic activity on the sun, something like that. That's one theory, but it's just
solar quiet. Flares.
Yep. So your point
there's
is the sun
there's hardly any solar flares anymore. We're actually getting auroras from the coronal holes on the sun, and those are less dense areas that just stream of particles toward us.
But your point is the sun is being the sun. It's doing what it does and has done for zillions of years. We don't know exactly why it does it, but that's just a fact. It is what it is now, and it's not like it's some Armageddon. It's just the sun being the sun.
It can be an Armageddon given the population of Earth, because from 1645 to 1715 or so, the sun went dead for 70 years, and it stressed mankind. Crops would fail. It just got stayed cold. The Thames River in London, for instance, froze over solid in the 1680s. And there was another more subtle minimum from 1795 to 1840 or so called the Dalton minimum. And then things got cold, too. The saying was back in the early 1800s, 1800 and something, and freezing to death. And we could be going into another minimum now called the Eddy minimum. And that could last for at least 30 years. So says Valentina Zarkova, one of these solar scientists and atmospheric scientists I follow on Twitter. Starts in about the year 2020 and lasts till at least 2055. The sun cycles are getting weaker. They're not as strong as they used to be. Like from every 11-year cycle, 1990 was strong. 2000 was getting a little bit weaker. And the last one here, 2012, when it peaked, was even weaker yet. And the next one here will be very wimpy when it peaks in about 2022.
Fascinating conversation, Jay. Will you call again and keep us up to date on the sun, okay?
Yeah, I've been watching it for 10,300 days since 1981, and I'm out here about the cold. I'm living on a food stamps, by the way, and delivering newspapers every night and scavenging aluminum cans to make ends meet so I can continue to sky watch up. But there's another milestone coming up in this summer, making my 100th NLC discovery sometime in June or July this summer.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Hang on a second, if you would, and Daniel will get your information so I can stay in touch. But I appreciate the info and your insight today. Obviously very passionate about it. Texture said, I visited North Carolina. I would take this over the 100-degree days and horrid humidity any day of the week. All right. Hi from sunny Cancun, Mexico, says a jerk of a listener.
Yeah. That's Tim, right?
I don't know.
And yeah. Yeah. Tim's down there, and yeah, he's just going to rubbing. And yeah, he pulls K-Fire up on the iHeart app down there.
Yeah, Tim, yeah. Don't be that guy, Tim.
Yeah. Too late, he's that guy.
This isn't Tim. Because Tim is
not
your buddy. No, so I don't know. Another Cancun listener, but I was shoveling
the same week. Weird.
I was shoveling in a sweatshirt this morning. If you get to work, you stay warm. If you're sitting in an office all day, you become a whiny. That must be it. Yeah, that must be it. By the way, the wind is the issue right now. The temp's not bad, but it's going to get cold. I just saw Buffalo at like 52 mile an hour winds. Time to talk wellness with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You say every day made better. How does that connect to wellness?
What we do is provide true relaxation, whether it's in a hot tub or a sauna. It brings your body back to its ideal state. If you understand the number one cause of illness on the planet is physical stress, that's your autonomic nervous system being out of whack. Well, true relaxation is the ability to bring that back down to its ideal state, and nothing can do it better than hot water or the heat of a sauna.
Hot tubs, saunas, billiards, games, swim spas, pools, patio, they've got it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Some great financing options, too, right?
That's right. A couple great options. One, 60 months, no interest with payments. And then 1 year, no interest, no payments. And this time of year, following the holidays, a lot of customers like that option.
The owners of Hot Spring Spas love them. You will, too. See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, in Devil's Lake, and Minot, too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign, that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Apache are looking for a field service tech in Mandan. You want a great job? You want great pay, team environment, benefits? Send your cover letter and resume over to jobs@highplainsapache.com or give them a call, stop in, and find out a little bit about what they do. And I'll tell you what they do. They sell the best sprayer money can buy. That's the Apache sprayer at High Plains. And it's the best for a lot of reasons: quality, affordability, simple to operate. It's an everyman sprayer. I mean, no giant owner's manual. Simplicity is how these things were built. Mechanical drive, reduced hydraulic hoses and fittings. It's just really low maintenance. It is. Very low maintenance. And right now, they have new and used in. Check them out at highplainsapache.com. See them in Mandan, see them in Fargo, or online at highplainsapache.com. I promised to get you some weather. As in temps, and I was right, Buffalo at a gust of 52 miles an hour just a bit ago. The cold right now isn't the cold we're going to get, but Gwinner has 6 below. That's the cold spot, 26 below with the wind chill. So that's where we're sitting right now.
That's balmy compared to what's coming.
It is. Yeah, life-threatening cold. And I'm using the terms of the National Weather Service. Now, how is it life-threatening? It's life-threatening if you're out, go off the road, get stuck. Things happen, right? Cars break down. But especially in this kind of cold, ask any farmer, trying to get everything to work and keep it working, my gosh. But if you're not just going from, you know, the shed to the cows, but rather are going from, you know, beach to, you know, New Salem or something, and you got a breakdown, what are you going to do? You know, the car, you're frostbit in seconds. I mean, seconds. So that's why it's life-threatening. Need the winter storm kits, and think ahead a little bit on these trips, that's for sure. All right, so you know that we are, I must buzz through the text. Todd has got a few, and I've got a few to get to as well. I love it when they try and say windshield doesn't affect vehicles. After a few days, mechanical and electrical parts start to fail. Do they say that? I'm trying to ask our buddy CJ about that.
Well, they texted it anyway, because
what
happened. But
Todd's got a poll up on asking, will the federal government shut down again in February? Because, you know, the president on Friday, we haven't even talked about this, but the president Friday saying, all right, negotiate, get a conference committee together, and February 15th, you haven't got anything done, I'm either going to do a national emergency and get the border security we need, or you guys are going to have a deal. So we'll talk about that a little later. Colin Peterson will be here, Minnesota's 7th District Congressman. Texter says, born and raised here, staying through thick and thin. We've got the best state to live in. Isn't that nice? I agree 100%. All right, those are Todd's. Here's mine. Went to Quartz Plus at 3 in the afternoon yesterday. It was packed. That says a little something about the people in this area. The media would be issuing dire warnings in, say, New York. Yeah, so Courts Plus is a workout place in Fargo. He's just saying they headed out there. And I like it. No matter what, no matter how cold, how hard the wind blows, says another, or how much it is snowing, as a rancher, your livestock comes first. After they're taken care of, then you get to worry about yourself. So very true. And I like to eat. I really like to eat beef. And so I appreciate the fact that there's that much passion and care for those animals. And I know there's, you don't have an option to stay in the house or stay in the office. Like
I was gonna say, you never hear that list of farm closings when you hear the list of closings on the radio, right? I mean,
yeah.
You buddy, never seem to hear any farms.
My buddy Pete Arts from up there, Mohall and Botano, says he's feeding the cows. Nothing like silage for warm breakfast. That's Todd's favorite, too. Going to feed a little extra. I bet you are. Safe travels. That's perfect. Love it, love it, love it. Texter says, we've had a pretty easy winter so far, people, so quit complaining. I'm never leaving North Dakota. Best state in the union. Texter says, what a crock. Trump put tariffs on, so then give farmers all a handout. I don't know what you mean there. I think that the tariffs went on to coerce the other folks to say, you better get to the table, and recognizing that this was going to take longer than he'd like, gave some relief for farmers. I don't know, that's a crock, farmer-hating texter. Good morning, Scott, says this listener. I hope the Dems or global warmers listen to that guy about the sun as he makes sense. That was an interesting conversation. I mean, you can believe him or not believe him, but he's 1,000-plus days watching the sun, so I take it. I enjoyed it. There are two jobs that supporters of Chuck and Nancy would be good at. Those are jobs at a car wash. Oh, car crash, test dummies.
Either one of them. Either one would work.
And snake bite research subjects. Oh, my gosh. Goodness.
Such a kind crowd here.
We're not fond of Chuck and Nancy, I guess, in the audience today. All right, I got them all in. I'm caught up, and we're ready to go. Talking the legislatures we usually do on Mondays. And two examples of that today on the program. First, with our friends from the North Dakota Coalition for NDCS, North Dakotans rather for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. That's the coalition. They want comprehensive energy solutions. What does comprehensive mean? All of it. You know, all of the above. Do the whole works. And John Wall, the Logan County Commissioner, is here to talk about a new wind farm proposed for Logan County. Been a fair amount of that in the news now with the Public Service Commission. And John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bob Harms is here as well, and Bob is working the halls of the Capitol for the folks at the North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions as well. We're going to talk with him about the legislative update in just a minute. Harmsy, nice to have you back.
Morning, Scott. Nice to be here. Thank you.
So, John, first of all, I know you're a farmer, a rancher. You haul some hay. In addition to that, you, like so many good North Dakotans, serve your county, and you're a Logan County Commissioner. Why are you a full-throated supporter of the new wind farm in Logan County? Tell us a little bit about why you're all in on this one.
Well, first of all, we need, coming down the pipeline, you know, we're going to have some green power. And wind is a start. Solar is part of the start. And the other direction is, as a county commissioner, I guess I'm looking at economic development. Anybody that's voted in it as a offices, you should look for any kind of economic development that you can take for taxation, lower your taxes, hopefully for your constituents slightly, and help your ambulance services, your schools, your county, just all over. And you take, like our neighboring counties, like Emmons County takes in about $880,000 in utilities. And the big majority of that is the Dakota Pipeline Access, and then Kidder County takes in about $1.2 million with high lines, and the railroad is a big deal. And Logan County, we don't have a whole bunch of stuff going on as far as utility taxes and other economic development stuff, and we take in about $440,000 of utilities.
Well, that would make sense that, you know, obviously there are counties that benefit greatly from what's happening with oil and gas production, same on the coal side of things. And so a county like Logan that doesn't have the benefit of that would say, well, where can we get our part too? And one of these, one of the ways is certainly the comprehensive energy solution of wind. So that makes sense. Yet, despite the dollars, which obviously are helpful to the county, you have people that that do object to this. What kind of objections are you hearing? What came up at the hearings that were done on this? What are you hearing from your constituents?
At the PSC meeting in Linton, there was very, very little negativity in Logan County, because the neighborhood there is they're tied tight, and they all wanted a little economic development, and some of that will help for retirements, for their kids, cash flow, just a lot of things. And on the other, Emmons County line also at this certain project, but the other one that the big squabble, that should be nixed. I mean, that's too many little farms on there and too many 40-acre patches and tranquility of the land. So, but the one in the Emmons County, Logan County one, that's, like I said, those neighbors, they just tied together. Some lost towers. Nobody got mad at each other. So it's a pretty positive thing there.
And what do you say to people that say, well, I've heard some people say, okay, well, hobby farms are sort of the reason this has become a problem, because people are, you know, buying up little slices of land and turning, you know, it's a hobby farm, and it's a little piece of paradise for them. But on the other hand, then they don't necessarily go along with the big landowners around them that see this as a positive and want a piece of it. And the others in the smaller hobby farm area say, well, I got to look at it, and I don't want it. What do you say to them when they just don't want to have wind energy near them, whether it be a visual thing and breaking up sight lines, or whether it be a noise or whatever? What is the argument you make as a neighbor to them?
I would have to say it would be human nature is, he's getting one, I'm not. Cash flow, plus you disturb, if there's 10 in the quarter, in a quarter of land, there'd be 44 guys farming or little hobby farms. Well, they don't all get to share a piece of the pie, so that's my thinking. That a lot of them don't want to look at that, and they're moving out there to be clear, and they don't want the fuss and muss of the city.
Bob, I'm curious what you think, because you've been part of a number of different energy developments over the years and all over North Dakota. Is this really any different than, you've always, whenever you're doing anything, no matter what, you're going to have some people that don't want it, right? I mean, I remember a friend of mine up by the Stanley Tioga Ray area said one time, I live here because I don't want neighbors. I don't want anybody here. And now I've got neighbors, and I'm angry, and I don't like being angry. So you just kind of have you're always going to have people that don't necessarily want something new. I mean, but do you see it being any different wind than any other energy development?
No, I really don't. And I think you make a good point. The neighbor's view shouldn't dictate what his neighbor can do with his or her property. And that's really the issue. Your property rights should stop at your fence looking in, not at your fence looking out. And if you think about it, around our state, whether it's a malting plant along 94 or a refinery out west, or oil development or new bank buildings or whatever, so long as the project's complying with local and state law, the property rights of all of us is really affected by this view or this theory that my view shed should dictate how somebody else's property should be managed. And I think that's a real problem for all of us if we go down that slope very far.
Yeah, I worry about precedent there, in that if I have great empathy from somebody that doesn't want, something next to them, and I just wish there could be a way to sort of say, hey, all right, can you direct the path here, direct the path there, or whatever. I mean, I think of Energy Transfer Partners and the Dakota Access Pipeline. I mean, they went out of their way to pick a route that disrupted the least amount of stuff, had everybody's approval, and that still wasn't good enough. There's a point where you say, wow. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more of these two after this on What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Logan County Commissioner John Wald and also Robert Harms, talking a little bit about that wind development proposed for Logan County. Questions, calls, comments?
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
On your mind, brought to you by My Pillow today. Yeah, you need a few of those just to stay warm. They have body pillows. They have the mattress topper. You know, when they have that foam, the My Pillow foam, that is the support foam, the transitional foam that relieves the pressure points, and the ultra soft patented temperature regulating cover. That's a great combo. So you want it in everything. The sheets, the Giza sheets, are phenomenal. They are really incredible. But right now, the hot deal is this mattress topper. It'll be at your door in a couple of days, and I guarantee it'll improve your sleep. It's better than buying a new mattress. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Number's 800-506-9028. You can also go to mypillow.com and use the promo code Scott. Back with more of our conversation now with John Wall, Logan County Commissioner, and Bob Harms, who is right now providing a lot of information for legislators on a number of different issues related to the wind industry. John, let me just finish with you on the question of what next. This is now a decision before the Public Service Commission. When are you anticipating an answer?
I don't know. We had the meeting in Linton December 7th, and they told us anywhere from 21 to 30 days, and now it's hitting just about February 1st. We're getting pretty anxious.
Oh, bad. One other thing here, a texter, an emailer says, I hear supporters talking about economic development leading to increased tax revenues, and that helps to lower taxes, but it seems this never, ever happens. Tax revenue is collected, and taxes continue to rise. As a Logan County commissioner that gets to decide on that budget, what do you say to that fella?
Oh, boy. Well, we have guidelines to follow, so we stay in that 95 to 99 percentile of valuations, but I know that our neighboring counties that receive a lot of utilities, let's say from Dakota Pipeline, they lowered their taxes 2 years in a row. But in the same breath, our expenses on the county side keep going up like everything else. So you can go up a couple of years, you can go down a couple of years. So it's all how you got to handle your budgets.
Mr. Harms, talk a little bit about what's happening with the legislature. You got House Bill 1383. What does that do?
Well, House Bill 1383 is a bill introduced by Representative Brandenburg, but it's really designed to address an issue that came up during the interim. That was there was a mitigation amount paid by one of the companies to a conservation organization to the tune of about $600,000, and that created a fair amount of concern amongst the ag community. And so that bill essentially creates an environmental impact mitigation fund, creates an impact advisory board, and then basically says if you're a wind developer and you make a payment like that, it goes to the ag commissioner and he'll deposit it into the environmental impact mitigation fund where it will be administered.
So that's just being a good partner where the ag community is basically what that is. To say we're going to build, but here's what we're going to do. So Senate Bill 2331, where one-third of property taxes paid by a wind farm would go to the general fund, but there's an incentive, say, if you start construction by, you know, the end of 2020. What's that all about?
Well, during the interim, there was a legitimate conversation amongst the legislators and the industry about whether the wind industry pays anything to the state. And at present, all of the tax revenue other than sales tax goes to the local jurisdiction that you and John were just talking about. So the conversation was, well, if the industry has invested $3 billion in North Dakota and is going to continue to grow, should the state general fund share in some of that revenue? And the answer to that was yes. And so the question is, well, how do we do that? So Senate Bill 2331 essentially says one-third of taxes paid by the wind industry will now go to the general fund, provided that you begin construction by the end of 2020. And what it's designed to do is, so in John's case, for example, if Logan County is approved and Logan County is expecting, say, $1.5 million of local taxes, they don't want one-third of that going to the general fund. So it's really designed to apply prospectively for new wind farms.
I want to ask you about a couple of questions that came up in previous conversations that we didn't get a chance to ask, and one was the big one, I guess, can wind survive without subsidy?
And that's from a couple of weeks ago. And as this program continues, we'll try to answer all the questions that we get either via text or by phone. The answer to that one is yes. The production tax credit is a federal policy that has been around for a couple of decades. In 2015, the production tax credit was agreed to in Congress that it would be eliminated, and it goes away at the end of this year. And the wind industry has improved its efficiencies by about 66%, and my clients are all prepared to play in the market without that production tax credit going forward. So the short answer to that question is absolutely, and the industry is preparing to do that.
I need a short one answer on this one, too, but we had somebody call about their particular rural electric cooperative, I think it was Morgan Sue, that had raised rates to pay for wind. Is that happening?
Yes, and the short answer is whether it's a wind farm or a coal plant or a natural gas plant, if the REC needs more power, the customers are going to have to pay for that power one way or another.
Somebody else wanted to know, just texted now, is wind subsidized? How much is wind subsidized per kilowatt hour?
Yes, and the per kilowatt hour, it's 2.3 cents per kilowatt hour or $23 a megawatt.
All right. And somebody can do the math, find out on their own. All right, great. This is fascinating conversation as always, gentlemen. Thanks a bunch, and we'll talk again soon. Morgan County Commissioner John Wolf, Bob Harms on What's On Your Mind, Congressman Carlo Peterson, when we come back.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.